Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you clapping at all. Amen. I missed the film. I heard Bread Knife. I don't know what happened to Bread Knife. What happened to Bread Knife? He gave his life to Christ. All right. We are grateful to God for saving Bread Knife. And I was saying some excavator too. He also gave his life to Christ. Wow. Are you blessed to be here? All right. We're going to close very soon because the room is becoming very hot. But how many of you want to hear more things that will make you into a partaker? Are you ready for it? And this afternoon, we are here again to be blessed by my friend, who is a very good pastor. When I grow up, I want to be like him. When I tell him, he doesn't believe it, but when I grow up one day, I want to be a pastor like him. He's a very, very good pastor. You know, and one time we're praying. Are you in the church? Everybody should sit down. Everybody, ask us to sit down. Everybody should sit down and keep quiet and listen to me as I'm talking. All right. Just sit down quietly and pay attention. One time we're praying flow prayer meeting, and Bishop Doug was saying that you must have spiritual friends. Do you understand? You must have a spiritual friend. Somebody you can call him and say, oh, today I learned this in my quiet time. I want to share it with you. You know, and Reverend Bismarck is a spiritual friend. Do you see? And when I'm looking at him, I'm seeing how I'm not a good pastor at all. When I look at him, I say, hey, Charlie, this has to be a pastor there. It's not simple at all for us. You know, but he has been encouraging me for a very long time. I like working with him. Last year, we went to Kintampo to preach. Was it last year? Last year. Yeah, we went to Kintampo to have SCC there. And it was very nice to have somebody that who likes you and like being with you, to be with you. And so today, this afternoon, like I told you yesterday, when I preach, the thing is not clear. When he comes, he will preach it to be clear. And so if you are ready to have some clarity, you want to stand to your feet, you want to put your hands together, let's welcome Reverend Bismarck Alote from Save Asokwa.
Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and let's pray. Come on, lift up your hands to Jesus. Christ alone. Come on. Cornerstone. Weak made strong in that Savior's love. Come on, through the storms, through the storm, He is Lord. Lift your hands, everybody. I cannot feel you. Oh, Christ the Lord. Oh, Christ the cornerstone. Lift up your voice to Him, weak made strong. Oh, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord. Lift your voice to Him, Lord of all. One more time. Oh, sing it. Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, cornerstone, cornerstone. Oh, weak made strong. Oh, in the Savior's love, through the storm, the storms, He is Lord, Lord of all. One very last time, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord. Oh, cornerstone. Oh, weak made strong in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, He is Lord, Lord of all. Father, we thank you, we bless you, thank you for this awesome opportunity. Thank you for Strong Christian Conference 2024. Thank you for bringing us together once again. This afternoon, Father, let your presence be with us. Sweet Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the will of God be done. Let no child leave here the same. May we be blessed because we came. May we be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And all the young people shout, amen. I didn't hear a louder amen. Give Jesus a shout. And please take your seats. Take your seat. Hallelujah. God bless Reverend William for giving me this opportunity. Amen. Like he said in the morning, we are quiet. Hey, quiet. Hey, quiet. Sit down, sit down. Sit, sit. Chairman, sit down. Everybody be seated. Okay, be seated. I'm preaching for a very short time, so just take your seat. So like Reverend William said in the morning, we are all here because of our pastor and our father, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Oh, you are not screaming and making and putting your hand and jumping and shouting and screaming. You know, early this year, don't sit yet. Early this year, I had a dream, okay? I had a dream, and in the dream, I was with him, okay? I was with the prophet, and then we were on a flight. We were like, don't worry, he's come to church. We were on a flight, okay? And then we got off the flight to just chat or something. And all of a sudden, the pilot decided to just take off. But there was an obstacle on the runway. And the pilot flew the plane. So I was trying to fly the plane over the obstacle. And the plane crashed and burst into flames. So I was with him and we're like, what happened? So I just sent him the dream and the text. And then he responded, wow. I started screaming in my room and going, I couldn't believe it. But it's a blessing. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for the life of our convener, the Bishop Eddie Faye. Oh, young people, you are not shut. I cannot feel that you are SCC 2024, cry. Yeah, he's currently in Sunyani. He's in Sunyani having a convention in Sunyani. And we also want to thank God for the life of the pastor of this cathedral. Oh, yeah, I thought you start clapping. The pastor of the True Vine Cathedral, Bishop Patrick Bruce. Yes. He gives us this hall every year for SCC. And it's such a blessing. Hallelujah. And finally, let's put our hands together with a shout and let's thank God for the life of Reverend William. Hallelujah. He's saying that, no, don't believe what he's saying, okay? We are not co-equals at all. Hallelujah. Yeah, Reverend William is a reverend, okay? He's been a reverend for many years. He's been a saved pastor for 20 years. Yes. Oh, I thought you'd be clapping. So, he gives me the opportunity, which I don't take for granted at all, every year to also share something here. Okay, that's why I'm here. So he's the reason why I am here. Are you listening? Are you getting it? Yes. So let's put our hands together one more time. For Emmanuel, please take your seats. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, without the drums, in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord above. This afternoon, I want to share something very important with you.
Has he called?
He hasn't called. Yeah. So just give me the phone. When he calls, then... Oh, he has called. He hasn't called. When he calls, then I'll give it to you. This afternoon, I want to share something very short and simple with you. Hallelujah. I didn't hear the amen, oh. Especially those at the back. The dancing stars, where are they? Dancing stars, are you here? The way you dance, you should shout the same way you dance. Amen. So, Reverend William has shared powerfully with us being a partaker. And how many were excited about the partakers he mentioned? I mean, Abraham, Enoch, who else? Samson, David. Oh, man. And how many of you were stirred up to become partakers of Christ, partakers of the divine nature? Hallelujah. This stuff, I also want to share with you, partaking in spirituality. You are not clapping. Partaking in spirituality. Yeah. How a young person like you must be spiritual. Everybody say spirituality. Tell the person, but I must be spiritual. Yes, I must be spiritual. I must be spiritual. And I want to read something from Psalm 51. This is about David. Okay. Every young person here must desire to be spiritual. Okay. In John chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible says, quiet. The talking is too much. Okay. The Bible says that for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay. So once you become a Christian, like Reverend William said, partaking in the divine nature. The Bible says that 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. When you read Ezekiel, he said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a heart of flesh, and I'll cause you to obey my statutes. So, God's aim for every young person here, when you become a Christian, okay, is to partake in spirituality. You become a new person. We're saying, I want to be more like you, Jesus. Yes, your vision as a young person is to be more like Jesus. And one of the attributes of Jesus is spirituality. A Christian, a follower of Jesus, must be spiritual. Yeah, you must be spiritual. You must partake in spirituality. So Psalm 51, let me tell you about somebody who never joked with his spirituality. And one of such people is David, Psalm 51. Let's read Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Next verse. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Next, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. May God blot out all your iniquities. Next one. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Next. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I thought you'd be clapping for David. Take not thy holy... David was a partaker who was very serious with his spiritual life. His spiritual life. You will see when you read Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? And why do the people imagine vain things against the Lord and his anointed? The Lord will save his anointed. The Lord will do this with his anointed. David was very serious with his spirituality. Quiet. Where is your book and your Bible? That's why you are talking. Keep quiet. Okay. So you say, I am too young. How? Why should you be telling 3-year-olds, 10-year-olds that they must be spiritual? Let's read Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. The story of how John the Baptist was born. I think you should go down a bit to where the angel appeared to him. Yeah. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Okay. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Next verse. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. May God make you great. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. May you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even though you are out of your mother's womb, may you be filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, may you be filled with the Holy Ghost. So you can see from here that God wants children, young people, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. To be spiritual. God wants every young person here to be spiritual. And to have that. Some of you don't care about your spirituality. Some of you don't pray in tongues. You don't care. You come to church, let's pray. Everybody will be praying. Ma tokaba, le pari kazo kapa, le batayaba. You'll be standing there. You don't care. You don't care about your spirituality. Some of you have never prayed for an hour before. You don't care. Some of you have you haven't you when you are you have never sung on stage before. You don't care. Okay. But David, to become a partaker of God, okay, to become a partaker of Christ and be a real Christian, one of the areas you must be very interested in. It's your spirituality. Yeah. We are gradually become tired of young people who are not spiritual. Young people who are, there is no scent of spirituality on you. Your singing is dry. When you sing, there is no spirit. The dancing stars, did you pray before you came to dance? Did you pray? You didn't pray. There is nothing spiritual about you. But from today, I see you being filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, oh, I cannot hear better. Hey, we will go. I said, from today, I see Jaden being filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be spiritual. I said, you'll be spiritual. You'll pray in tongues. You'll prophesy. You'll have dreams. You have visions in Jesus' name. David was spiritual. Yeah. He said, before John the Baptist, he said, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Sit, where is your chair? Where is your chair? Sit down. Don't move again. Okay? I placed a spider here. Spider. If she moves, show her your net. You see the spider? Did you see? Are you seeing the spider? You can't see the spider. Okay. How many of you want to be spiritual? Yeah. I'm stirring you up onto spirituality. Stirring you up onto spirituality. So from today, if you really want to be a partaker of Christ, you must be a spiritual young person. Are there, you get it? Yeah, you must be spiritual. You must be concerned about your spiritual state. Yeah, all of us are concerned about our physical looks. I don't know about here, but in my church, the girls, every morning when they come to church, the first place they go to is the washroom. I can see some of them sitting somewhere around somewhere. Because I'm told that the female washroom has a big mirror. So they go there to go and adjust things and take care of the way they look before they come and sing, before they come and do other things. All of us are concerned about our physical state. Did I come here naked? Yes, so we are all concerned. It's good for you to care about what you wear and what you eat and all that. But you see, God is also very concerned about your spirit. Your spirit. And that is where the problem is. Many young people are just testers. They are just testers. Many of us, we are just testing God on a toothpick. Why? Because many of us are not spiritual. Dancing stars are not spiritual. Worship stars are not spiritual. Film stars are not spiritual. All the various groups, there is no sense of spirituality around us. But after this conference, you are going to be the most spiritual young person in your church. The most spiritual young person in your church. Yeah. You don't pray in tongues and you don't care. How many of you do not speak in tongues? We are in church, you won't raise your hands. How many of you do not speak in tongues? Have you ever bothered? Have you ever cared? Why do I not? When I got born again, let me tell you a story. When I got born again, started coming to church, I realized I couldn't speak in tongues. And anytime I came to church and saw my colleagues speaking in tongues, I was worried and disturbed. So, lo and behold, one night, one of our saved nights, we used to have a service called Saved Nights every Friday evening. And then my pastor made an altar call for all those who could not speak in tongues to come forward. So I came, we lined up like this. And then he prayed for us, receive it. And people would start speaking, receive it. When it got to my turn, he laid his hands on me. The tongues didn't come. I thought you say, the tongues didn't come. Oh, Charlie. I was so disturbed. But he said, don't worry. When you go home, keep praying. It will come. So do you know what I did? Oh, do you want to know what I did? When I got home, I waited for everybody to sleep. And then around 12 a.m., 12 midnight, I there was a kitchen in the house I was staying in. I went to the kitchen. No lights, nothing. That's it. And then I knelt down like this. And I said, God, today I've come. Today I've come. I have to speak in tongues now before I leave this kitchen. Then I closed my eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Within some few minutes, my tongue changed. My tongue. You see, you're not spiritual. That's why you're not clapping. I started, baby. That day, I didn't want to stop praying. I prayed I thought if I stopped, the tongue will go back to wherever it came from. Yeah. But you don't pray, you don't speak in tongues, you don't care. I mean, like Ray William said in the morning, even those of you who speak, you don't exercise it. Yeah. But from today, you are going to be a partaker of spirituality. Yes, because that is where God wants you to be. That is why I read about John the Baptist, that you are thinking that spirit. Most of you think that spirituality is for grown-ups. So I will wait. When I go to the university, then I will become spiritual. or I'll wait when I enter SHS. But from what we read, you could see that the angel told Zacharias that your baby, your unborn baby, shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Yeah, God told Jeremiah, he said, never say you are a child. Like those of you, he said, God told Jeremiah, if you can go there, God told Jeremiah, do not say you are a child. He said, do not say you are a child when it comes to spirituality. Do not say you are a child. When it comes to spirituality, many of you say, I am a child. But when it comes to Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and the one Reverend William mentioned, the one you watch on YouTube, you are not a child. You are never a child. This is why many of us are not partaking in Christ. You can tell, you know that your Christianity is not solid. And the reason is that you are not spiritual. Your favorite songs are worldly music. One of the quickest ways by which a spirit can enter you is through music. Yeah, one of the quickest ways. That's why Reverend said, nobody will come and beg you to stop listening to secular music again. Nobody will come and beg you. It's one of the quickest ways to become spiritual is through music. Yeah. It's through music. And many of you, those of you who have phones now, if we should take your phone right now and go to music and press play, the microphone will even explode. If you like Demi right now, should I try it right now? Should I try it now? Whose phone should I use? Whose phone? Chook the person. You see, people are pointing at people. You see, yeah. What about people? One day, we were at rehearsal. Quiet. By then, I was a Safe Church member. And we had come for rehearsal on a Saturday afternoon. And then, one of the girls at the rehearsal had a phone call. And then her phone rang. Do you know the music that rang? Oh, this is a power go. Do you want to know the music that rang? A ringtone. The song was like, Ademado, boom, boom. Adego crazy, boom, boom. Ademado, boom, boom. Then she excused herself as though she's going to receive the call. She never came back to the rehearsal again till now. Yeah, she's gone mad. Spirituality. May you be a spiritual Christian. I said, may you be a spiritual Christian. You are not enjoying God because you are not spiritual. You are not spiritual. You see, we come for rehearsal. You see, we are all praying. See, you, especially the girls. I hardly hear a girl speaking out her tongues when I'm praying with my church members. I hardly hear a girl. Like the tongues is coming out. Shabalaba. Let me even use a girl's voice. I never hear anything like that. I never hear anything like that. So many young people cannot enjoy God the way they ought to because we are not spiritual. Yeah, we are not spiritual. But after this afternoon, you are going to receive an impartation that will make you spiritual. An impartation to be spiritual. Yeah. So let me show you why. How to know that you are spiritual or not. And then we'll close. How to know whether you are spiritual or not. How many of you want to know whether you are spiritual or not? Romans chapter 8. I'm closing in the next 10, 15 minutes. Those are a bit quiet. I can see you. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. Okay? In other words, the carnal Christians, the unspiritual Christians, they are only concerned about carnal and unspiritual things. Okay? But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit, for they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. What does it mean to mind? Let me show you something. Now ask yourself, what do I mind? As a Christian, what do I mind? Mind, we can translate mind, the word mind, into three. Okay? Into three. The first one is, what do I think about? As a Christian, what dominates your thoughts? You see, this is how to know whether you are spiritual or not spiritual. What do you think about? What are you always thinking about? You see, what are you always thinking about? You say, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. So I'm saying that the word mind, we can use it in three ways. Number one, what do I think about? What do I think about as a Christian? What do I think about? Always thinking about soccer. Premier League. Some of you are even here, you bet. Foolish boy. You bet. You are here, you bet. You have been stealing your mother's money all every weekend to bet. You see, the church is quiet. See, that is why you be a thief. Because the betting, you know, say, a diwa, ubewa ko tutu umame botom ne pes, I say, fasika ko frasa de akotwa. Yes. What do I think about? There are some of you in your class, when there is no teacher, you stand in front of your class and twerk. Yeah, if you like, how many people in your class like that? They twerk. Look around. You think of what I'm saying, I'm telling stories. Yeah, there are girls in their class, when there is no teacher, they stand in front of the whole class and twerk. Do you know twerk? You said they know. Yes. See, you had a chorus. They don't twerk. Yeah. But from today, there's a certain fire is about to enter you. I said a certain fire is about to enter you. It will change the way you think. What do I think about? The girls, what do you think about? Hair. What? Oh, tell me, like, are you not a girl? What do girls think about normally? Eh? Boys. Yes, the girls are always thinking about boys. Do you think it's not true? Girls are all, every girl, when you see them coming to church and they go to the washroom to dress their head, they are thinking about boys. What is Jude going to say about me today? What is Jude? When Jude sees, how would Jude think? How would Jude feel? I want Jude to look my way. Who is Jude? Yeah. Your hair, how your dress, your shoe, your what? Your necklace, and then, you know girls, but.
Bracelets.
Your bracelet. Your makeup. Even then, some of the small girls, they do makeup. They do makeup. Then you are looking like a scarecrow. A scarecrow. Yeah. So what you think about as a Christian is very important. You see, the Bible said that as in Proverbs said, as a man think, as he thinketh, so is he. So you are what you think about. Proverbs. You are what you think about. Yeah, you are what you think about. You are what dominates your thoughts. As you think, that's who you're about. Snapchat. Some people here, they are always on Snapchat. 24/7. Some of you here, you are always on TikTok. You swipe and swipe and fall asleep. So every time we come to your room, you are asleep, but your TikTok is on. Your TikTok is working. You are asleep, oh! And your TikTok is working. People are twerking on your TikTok like that. So as you are sleeping, the demons are dancing in your room. When angels should be ascending and descending in your room, demons are ascending and descending in your room. I see you becoming spiritual. I said, I see you becoming spiritual. Your thinking is changing. Your thinking is changing. The second one, mind. What you are bothered by. Ask yourself, what bothers you? What bothers me? What you are bothered by? What bothers you? Some of your classmates, you know this doesn't bother you. Some of you, your close friend. You see, you are in church. Oh, hey, quiet. Get me water, I'll spray people. The one you sit by in school doesn't know Christ. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. In your school, your best friend is an unbeliever. Your best friend is an unbeliever. It doesn't bother you at all. You cannot have your quiet time every day. It doesn't bother you. You do not pray. It doesn't bother you. You don't listen to messages. It doesn't bother you. You don't read books. Christian books. It doesn't bother you. Nothing spiritual bothers you. So you said that Romans 8:5 says that, for they that are after the flesh, they are bothered by things of the flesh. They are bothered by things of the flesh. And they that are after the spirit are bothered by the things of the spirit. So a Christian, a young person who is a Christian, must be bothered. If you cannot read your Bible, you must be bothered. You must be worried. Richardson, you must be worried. Why can't I read my Bible like the way Reverend William talks about his Bible? Why can't I talk about my Bible? Why can't I mention that, I was reading this verse, and I saw this verse, and I heard this preaching. Why doesn't it bother? It means there is something wrong with your Christianity and your spirituality. Yeah. Why does it not bother you? You must be bothered. When I got there, I could have said no. I don't want to speak in tongues. I must also speak in tongues. I'm a Christian. I'm born again. But men speak. You don't read. Some of you don't even have a Bible. You don't have your own Bible. And it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. You have PS5, PS4, what other games? Xbox. And yeah, those things. Yes, you see, you are mentioning them. But it does not bother you that you didn't come with a Bible. Where's your Bible? It's at home. Yeah. It doesn't bother you. Some of you don't know the books of the Bible. It does not bother you. When you come to yourself, let's turn our Bibles to Leviticus. Then you are going to look at the contents. It doesn't bother you. So you see, that is the difference between those who are spiritual and those who are not spiritual. There are people, when they see classmates, a girl in my church came to tell me, Reverend, I have started a Bible class in my school. He said, I've started a Bible class. Bible class, when we are free. It's not during teaching time. When you do that, you are a foolish boy or a foolish girl. You're teaching time, you're going to do Bible class. I mean, why? Must be bothered. Why is my brother not saved? Why do we all go to church, but still my brother has been stealing from my mother's purse? You must be bothered. You must be bothered about your carnality and your lack of spirituality, your lack of the memory of scriptures. You don't know scriptures. You are not bothered. It doesn't bother you at all. Most of our basantes in our church are full of unspiritual young people, unspiritual Christians. No prayer, no quiet time, no listening to preaching. You see, one sure sign, one of the main signs that somebody is not a proper Christian is when the person, you are chatting with the person and you never hear the Bible says. You see, you never hear the Bible says or God says. The Bible says, watch out for if you have a friend and anytime you are chatting, nothing comes out. The Bible says or God says. It's a sign that person is not spiritual. Yeah, it's not spiritual. And many of you, nothing like the Bible says comes in. And I was watching Beyoncé, and Beyoncé, you see the way she has been wearing panties to perform. So I like watching her. Hey, somebody said, hey, see. Oh, the camera is not there. When I mentioned that, hey. Yeah. When I said, because I said she wears panties to perform, there are some people here who say, okay, we'll go and search for her on YouTube. Foolish boy. Go and search. That's why you will never be spiritual. And you see, when you are not spiritual, in the end, quiet. When you are not spiritual, in the end, you will lose. You will lose. Because the verse 6 says that, for to be carnally minded is death. Is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yes, it's a good place to clap. For to be carnally or fleshly minded is death. So we see many Christians in our churches are dead. We are in church, but we are dead because we are carnal. There is no spirituality anyway. No spirituality, no Bible reading, no prayer, no quiet time, no soaking in or listening to preaching. I have three camps I'm listening to. Three camps. All by Bishop Oku. Three camps. My bag is there. If I bring you my bag, you'll see about six books I'm reading. You call yourself a Christian. You don't read Christian book. What is the book you read now? Apart from your textbooks, graphic, champion. Sorry. What's the thing Reverend William spoke about they watch on YouTube, the girls watch on YouTube? MSA. What is it about? Mbabi. What is it about? Don't pretend you don't know. You don't know. But you have mentioned my story animated. What is that one? They said it. Yeah. Soap operas. What are the current soap operas on TV now? Don't pretend you don't know. Telenovela. Oh, yeah. I heard something called What's Love Brothers and the what? Blood Moon, Blood Sisters. Cargo. And which one? You don't know. Uncle Shiro. Shiwo. Yeah. They have been watching what?
They'll bring princesses.
Some things you watch. That's why you're not spiritual. And it doesn't bother you. See, you're even laughing. You should be worried. You should be worried. That why can't I pray? Why do I not pray? Why do I not have my quiet time? Why do I not? Why can't I also lead worship? Why can't I also lead worship? Why can't I also lead praises? Why can't I also lead prayer like Uncle Eddie? Why are you not bothered about your Christianity and your spirituality? Said, for they that are after the flesh they do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. So a test of whether you are spiritual or not spiritual is based on what you mind. What you mind. And mind, I said, is in three ways. The first is that mind means, what do I think about? And the second one, what am I bothered by? What bothers me? What bothers me? Then the last one, to mind means to look after or take care of something. Or to look after. To look after. Which part of your life do you look after the most? Which part of your life do you look after? Your spirit also wants to be looked after. At the back, are you hearing me? I said your spirit also wants to be looked after. Some of you, your spirit hasn't. Yeah, your spirit hasn't eaten. Some of your spirit had not eaten until you came to SCC yesterday, before your spirit started also tasting something small. Because you don't look after your spirit. You don't look after your spirit. Yeah. You don't look after your spirit. You wake up in the morning, school. Then you go and enjoy carnal things. And then you come home, sleep. You don't look after your spirit. Do you know that your spirit also eats? Yes, your spirit eats. That is why you are here. Your spirit eats. But you only feed your body. That's why you have become like that. Yeah. But your spirit is looking like my finger. Your spirit is lean because you do not look after your spirit. But from today, you are going to look after your spirit every day. You will have a daily quiet time. You will have a daily quiet time. You will read your Bible in the morning and in the evening before you sleep. When you go on YouTube, you will go and look for Doug Hayward Mills. Not MSA. Nonsense. That is why when you sing, you're singing, that's why your singing is dry. Because you are not looking after your spirit. You look after your body, you wear nice clothes, you wear nice everything. But your spirit is wearing rags. But I see you changing in Jesus' name. Now, we are not talking about, say, neglect your body or don't look nice or don't know. But we are talking about your Christianity and your spirituality. Yeah, and God wants every young person here to be spiritual. So from today, may you mind your spirit. May you look after your spirit. May you be bothered by things of the spirit. And may you become a spiritual Christian in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Rise to your feet and pray. I want everybody for 3 minutes, I want you to speak in tongues aggressively. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Kamanuka fatakadayavaya. I want to hear voices from the back, in the middle, on the sides, everywhere. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Yabakusa teva katari gazavaya. Zavila bakusa frende kalavreste. Le frante kavira katavula. Zavili makasinda. I cannot hear your voices. I'm saying you are not spiritual. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Pray in tongues all over this place. Lift up your voice. The girls, the boys, everybody, lift up your voice. Shatabaki talabakataya. Zavina makusa fidala vikotiza. Zavaruka stifilikaba.
Rita kusi maniki satila. Ajita mitaluza. Isatunde. Aliku safinimiata. Maku safindoloka. Irasta tabuja. Rasitonde. Tuze. Risatuze. Risatuze. Antunimia satunde limiata. Lord, supply your spirit. Lord, supply your spirit. Lord, supply your spirit. Lord, supply your spirit. Supply your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Masatu kapita kushiki fatikese. Antilibia suntalia. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptized. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Baptized with fire. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Baptized with fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mashika tu sabinda la basuna. Oh, alibusha, 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 alibusha. Masuta filikataza. Mandele besa tulimiantaria. Oh, la pasuka tilibika shita libika. I can't hear you. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pray for spirituality. Pray for spirituality. In the name of Jesus. Masakataya. Ramasuntani mikasata. Ilapuja. Ilantuli miyasandili miyataya. Rilobosataya. Andele mesakatariaba. 30 seconds more. 30 seconds more. Pray your life into spirituality. Pray yourself into spirituality. In the name of Jesus. Manda kasata balaba. Zabalaba kasata labakata. Zandalaba kasunda labakatalia. Alaba sakata labababa. Indalaba baba. Andaba, 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 andaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for spirituality. Thank you for baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for baptism of fire. In the name of Jesus. Masata kavadika shuta vada kasaya. Listen to me. Most of you here are saying that you are too young to be spiritual. You are too young to be spiritual. But like I read to you in Luke chapter 1, the angel told Zacharias, he said, John the Baptist, even before he was born, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. That is why in our church, the I Church, they are taught, they are preached to just like preaching to any other person. We don't just sing rhymes and show them videos. We teach them. Yeah. The 0 to 4 year olds, they are taught every Sunday. Even your church, the teachers don't teach the I Church. Come and report to them. They are supposed to be taught. Because John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. So from today, you are going to walk in spirituality. I said from today, you are becoming spiritual. In Jesus' name, lift up your two hands. Father, we thank you. Thank you for every young person here. Thank you for supplying your spirits. Thank you for the whole baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of fire. Thank you that from today, we are going to be bothered about our spirituality. We will care for our spirits. And we shall think about our spirits. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We give you praise. And we give you glory. And we thank you for spirituality. In Jesus' name. And all the young people shout, amen. I didn't hear louder, amen. Give Jesus a shout as we receive Reverend William.
Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for Reverend Bismarck. Powerful word. Oh, clap for him. Clap. Why are you? Can you preach like the way he's preaching? Then clap properly. Properly. Hallelujah. All right, you may take your seats. We are closing in a very short time. But thank you, Reverend Bismarck, for that very, very important word on spirituality. You know, sometimes
you can hear about something. I don't know whether you have heard about it, but you can hear about something so much that at a point, you are missing the importance of it. I hear what I'm saying. But I have come to see in my Christian life that just like Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and he told him, you know, there is no other way to be a Christian than to be a spiritual Christian. Any other way, it won't work. I'm telling you, Jaden, try it and see. You want to be a Christian, but not a spiritual one. Look, I didn't come to preach one, but let me preach it. It's John 3. Look at John 3. look at John. And you see, a spiritual Christian is the image. Show me the scripture. Show me John 3, 5. Let me preach this one. Short time, then we are going. I didn't come to preach this one, but it's nice. Kalabroshka. Look at it. Jesus said to Nicodemus, a grown-up man, Jesus answered and said unto him, except a man be born of water and spirit. Show me 3:3. Be fast. We are closing very soon. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again. Many of you have heard the scripture or read it. You have not paid attention. Devina, pay attention. Verse 3 says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. There is something called, while you are on earth, you are seeing the kingdom. It is the nature of partakers. What happened when someone prayed and preached to you? That's why I'm saying that. Jesus is telling him, explain to him. There is no way. I'm going there. Look at verse 6. Verse 4. That's it. He begins to describe. I'm telling you, I know only one way to be a Christian. It is to be a spiritual Christian. Any other method will result in failure. I'm telling you. And the reason why you need to be a spiritual Christian, you think that Reverend Bismarck says, don't be what you are bothered by. You need to be bothered by it, because let me give you a secret. Everything that appears, there are two types of realms. There is what you call the temporal, T-E-M-P-O-R-A-L, is temporal. It's not the same as temporary. Temporary means that it is for a short time, right? Opposite of temporary is what? Permanent, right? Right. But it's another English word. It is temporal, T-E-M-P-O-R-A-L. Do you know what it means? It means that it's a realm. You see, the opposite of temporal is eternal. The opposite of temporary is permanent. The opposite of temporal is eternal. Are you following what I'm telling you? And temporal is a place. Calabro. Eternity is a place. Temporal is also a place. The place where we are, where I can touch this thing, I can feel it, is called a temporal realm. And the bad news I have for you is that the things that you see happening in the temporal realm, they first of all, they are cooked in the spiritual, eternal realm. That's why, if somebody has asthma, they will describe genetic, blah, 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 blah. It's a lie. It is a lie. Something happened in the spiritual. If you want to solve the asthma problem, you have to enter. That's why the prophet say, Mirahumumu. Because it came from humumu. So if you want to solve it, you must do this. You must move from temporal and unlock it and come back here. That's why Jesus said that whatsoever you bind on earth, or whatever you bind in the temporal, it will be. He gave us power before you become born again. You don't have the, but when you become born again, whatever you bind in the temporal will be, once it is bound in the spiritual, it is bound permanently. And whatever you lose, what I'm preaching is nice to me. Look, you are an idiot if you are a Christian and you are not spiritual. You are a fool. Yeah, I'm telling you, it means that bad things will happen to you all the time and you can do nothing about it. Yes. I didn't come to preach this one, but it's nice. Remember, it's a very nice topic. You don't open your Bible in the morning, you don't pray. Do you know what prayer does? Do you know what prayer? Prayer is the way you. Yeah, I'm telling you. If there's something worrying you in the temporal and you want to solve it, you enter there and you solve it there. That's why we speak in tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto the one spirit who lives in the Labroshka. You don't understand what I'm preaching to you. You are not smart. You wake up in the morning. Quiet time is read your Bible and pray every day. If you wake up in the morning, you don't pray, don't read your Bible, you don't understand. Because spirits and people who are connected with spirits are going to do things to you. But that's why witches, they know, they go in the midnight, they fly. The witch, when you go to a witch's house in the night, she will be lying down on her bed. The witch's spirit is. They will eat your heart on a tree in the spirit. You are asleep at home. But the witches have sliced. They've made sandwich. You know sandwich? Yeah. They've brought. You, what I'm saying, you don't believe it? Believe it. They buy one of the witches. One. So, and then. You see them on TV? You see them on TV? And then you be the ah, yeah, they made this sandwich. A sandwich. Okay. It's okay. Miss Mindy, Obi Akuma, beba. Obi Akuma. Why Akuma now, beba? Oh, yeah, Kolebi. I cannot get to Ebi. Oh, I don't switch it. Mindy Nakuma. Nakuma, beba. You don't wake up in the morning. You don't kneel down by your bed and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for life. Thank you for life. When you finish having your time, you say, Father, I commit my heart into your hands. My life, watch over me. Let a fire surround my life. Any wish that will come after me, may they die prematurely. You don't know how to do that. You don't know how to kneel by your bed and do that. You don't know how to do that. I'm saying they will take your heart to a top of a fair tall tree. And somebody will bring bread. Somebody too will remove your heart. While you are asleep, they will cut it into pieces and put it in the bread and they will share it and eat it. When you wake up in the morning, your chest is paining you. You don't know why. You will go to hospital. They will do scans. They will say there is nothing wrong, but your heart is killing you. They have eaten it because you don't understand that. The way to live in this earth, you have to live it in the spiritual. Then you come up. Everything starts from there. I'm telling you. Everything. And you see, for me, what is sad is that Jesus' dying and coming out of death, it gave us access to divine power. I read it to you. 2 Peter. It said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. It says he has made us divine partakers. We are partakers of the divine nature. That's why if you speak something here, Jesus said it will happen. It will happen. But you see, you have power, but you are an idiot. You won't use it. All you need to do is today, wake up in the morning and say, Bashka Bahodia. I don't know what I am saying, but the Bible says, how be in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Bakodeanda halabashka. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, as I go out to school, maybe as you are going, they have set a trap that your father's car is one tire should burst. But when you start, then you unlock what they have locked. What they have locked, you unlock it. Then you come back. So they will be watching you. Say, ah, he will die. Oh, one day, Paul went to preach somewhere. When he got to the, it was an island.
When he got there, he took firewood sticks to make fire. He put the sticks in the fire, not knowing that one of the sticks was a snake. He didn't know. So when he put the sticks in the fire, then the heat made the snake jump out, and the snake bit his hand. The people were looking at him and say, "Hey, this guy's about to die." They were watching him. That he will swell up, and then he will die. They watched him. They watched him. They watched him. They watched him. Nothing happened. Because he was a partaker. He was a partaker. He was a partaker. When you're a partaker, a snake cannot bite you. Check Mark 16. He says it's there. He says it's there. Yeah, snake. What's a snake? Snake will bite you. Nothing will happen. A partaker. A partaker is the one who wakes up in the morning. He knows. He knows. He knows that the spiritual realm is a real place, and that the actions that happen, they happen first. You are a stupid idiot. If you are a Christian, you're an idiot. Some of you used to be serious. But in the last 1 year, since last SEC, you have backslidden. And I came to tell you, I'm following Reverend Bismarck. I came to tell you, spirituality is the thing. There is no partaker who is not spiritual. There is no partaker. There is no partaker. There is nobody. There is nobody who we are partaking the divine nature. The divine nature is a spiritual nature. Bible says, God is spirit. John 4, 24. His spirit. Anybody who wants to walk with God, like Enoch, to walk closely with God, he must understand that God is a spirit. And that God must be walked with in spirit. You don't respect the spiritual realm. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You're a fool. You don't speak in tongues. Even though you have the gift. You're a fool. You're a fool. Bad things will happen to you. Say, as for me, I don't know why. Today I'm having a bad day. This one happened. Then after that, this one happened. I mean, haven't you seen some before? A day when you wake up in the morning, this one happens. Then this one happens. Then this one happens. Then this one happens. The whole day is full of only bad events. Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you before? You think it's coincidence? Where are Jimmy for? You would have respected Kato Kali Handa. Skibro, when you come to church and say, everybody speaking tongues. That's when some of you start pinching others. You are throwing away an opportunity to declare some mysteries into the atmosphere. Jesus said, verse 8, John 3, 8. I like John 3, 8, because it describes partakers of the divine nature. He says, blows. This one is too, I don't like King James. She showed me something simple. Hey, some of you are asleep. Oh. The way I've charged, you know. I want to cry, mother. I didn't see I've charged. I didn't preach like this in the morning. This afternoon, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Because young people, I told you, me, I came to this conference this year. I have only one request. I'm telling God. I said, Father, open their eyes to see. Open their ears to hear. When I went to Cape Coast, that was the prayer we were praying. I said, open their eyes to see. May they see strange things. Yeah. Yeah, strange things. You see, I was listening to a certain pastor preaching one time. He said they had a service in their church. And when they had a service, there was a certain move of the Holy Spirit in the church. This was a pastor. They were praying for pastors and whatever. People were falling down. Things were happening. Then he said, as the service was going on, people were lying down, falling down. The power of God was in the church. People are falling down, lying down. He went outside. He went out of the church hall to go and see what was happening in the children's church. When he went there, he saw a small girl. She was sitting down by herself, very quiet. Just very quiet. Not talking to anybody. So she called, and she was alone. The other children were in another place. So she took the girl's hand like this, and took her to where all the other children were. Like this. So she went to sit somewhere like this. The girl didn't speak a word. She's just quiet. One of the elders in the church, one of the pastors, like the elders in the church, I don't know what came into this. So he came to the girl and said, she was so under the power. She couldn't talk. She couldn't do anything. So the man of God, the elder said, stretch your hand. When the girl was sitting down on a chair, when the girl stretched her hand, like just stretch your hand, when the girl stretched her hand like this, the man began to fall. She didn't touch him more. So another grown-up man who was by the man saw that he was going to fall, so he came to support him. Then he too was falling. So a third person also came to stand behind another person. He too was falling. Guess what happened? They all fell. And the girl was sitting down there quietly. She didn't say a word. May that happen. In TMC, the mega church. May that happen to us. Yeah. Yeah. And these are spiritual things. Explain to me. He said, I was asking a professor, tell us how, what do you think? Professor said that it's only a miracle. How do you explain how a girl is sitting down there? She has not touched anybody. Her hand is just stretched forth. People, hey. I'm almost closing. You are disturbing me. How do you explain it? What physical physics law or chemistry law will you say? She didn't touch anybody. She didn't talk. Three grown-up men. One is standing and is falling down. Another person came to support there. He is also falling down. Third one came to support. Then the three of them all fall to the floor. Oh, may that happen in this church. Yeah. Yeah. And that thing, it happens. Because something, there is a force or there is a power in the spirit. And remember, Miss Mark is teaching that we have to wake up every day with our mind on that realm. That realm. You know, sometimes say the evil people, and they see, the reason why when somebody says "Mebo Odua," you are afraid. You see, "Mebo Odua" means that. Wait. You say what? You are insulting me that my head is big, and my nose is small, and my ears are long. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. And when he enters there, he will say, "Okoskua makambono." So he enters there and programs the accidents like a computer program. Enter, then he comes out. You wait and see what will happen to you. But you, that he has made you partakers of the divine nature. You won't wake up in the morning and pray. And it doesn't matter. Short prayer, long prayer. Prayer is prayer. Prayer is prayer. Prayer. Jesus did miracles. He prayed short prayer. Very powerful prayer. Prayer is prayer. Prayer. When you have your quiet time, I was Charlie. Tomorrow I'll preach it. Today we are finished. One of the partakers I was going to talk to you about, partakers of God's promises. You must be a partaker of God's promises. Yeah. Because I was reading recently and I found out that there are actually 7,800 promises in the Bible. 7,800 promises where God says, if you do this, I will do this. I will do this for you. I will do this for you. You need to know those things. You need to find out what they are so that you can begin to enjoy. So see, to partake is to enjoy. Like Enoch, your whole life. They're not spiritual. Yeah. And some of you say, even the West. Are you in the church? Yeah. Are you in the church? Yeah. The West. Hey. Tell this girl. So, if I could speak Hausa, like, how I would speak Hausa to you. Sit down somewhere. The West culprits are these people who they lead worship, they play instruments. These are these ones. They use it to confuse us. It's like when the pastor is going to give an example of those who are bad, he will not look at these instrumentalist people or the worship people and say, oh, they are the ones who are bad. Because they are using this, even when they are playing the piano, they close their eyes. The soloist people, when they are singing, they will do, they are the people. She says, she has not read her Bible for the past 15 weeks. That Obetunyoma. You wait. Jesus said, let me finish preaching the scripture and close. He says, the wind blows. Pay attention. And Ellis, after this conference, you must be bothered about what happens in the spirit realm. It must concern you. When you haven't entered, look at this. You see, how many of you sometimes when you are with your friends, and then you are going somewhere, then you are passing here, then maybe teachers staff common room, then the teachers will call. There are three friends walking. Then they will call one of your friends into the room. Then the two of you are outside. You are waiting for him. He's there. They are telling him something, telling him something. How many of you, when he comes out of the room, you wonder, what did they say? How many want to know what happened? But we all want to know what happens. It's when one person comes, once we are all outside, and he's in the room, then he comes out. It's like, what happened when you went there? When you have not prayed, you have not had quiet time in the morning, it is like that room, there's a room that people are going in and coming in, but you haven't entered it. The number of times, the number of days you haven't had quiet time, is the number of days you have not entered that room. And that room is where all the things are discussed, all the things are planned. That's where the thing happens. And you have a key card, which allows you to do like a peeping. And you can enter into that place and hear what goes on there. But your key card is in your pocket. And every day for the past 15 weeks, you have not gone there to go and see. And people are eating the things, drinking the drinks. You don't have an idea. You're walking. I am describing you as an idiot. Yes. An idiot is a person who has low intelligence. Yeah, your IQ is low. You're an idiot. You're not wise. You won't pray. You won't read your Bible. To see in the Bible, you will see the promises that God has made. You will see where he says that if you will obey my commandments, your going out and your coming in will be blessed. You are not ready. You don't understand that. He said, the wind blows. Am I preaching well? Where it pleases. I want to read the scripture in close. I'm trying to, but it's not working. I'll try. 4:51. 9 minutes more. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear the sound, Jaden. You cannot tell where it is coming from or where it is going. He says, a partaker. A man born of the Spirit. You cannot understand him. That's what you are. But because you are an idiot. Am I preaching something bad? You won't put earphones into your ear and listen to preaching. You are listening to Bernard Boy. I don't regret that I'm insulting you. You're a fool. Yeah, you are. Look, let me close. I'm trying to. 2 days ago, I was driving to somewhere. One of my friends in Accra, he called me. He said, I was listening to a certain preacher preaching. And he said something. I want to share it with you. I know that it will make you happy. Then he showed me John 17:3. I shouldn't be telling you because you don't like such things. But me, I like to share my things. Me, I'm a good Christian. Christian, we share. John 17:3, King James says, King James, remember this, listen to the revelation. King James says, now this is eternal life. Or now this is life eternal. That they might know thee. You see, that's why even your friends, the kind of things you talk about, it will even change. If you were a spiritual person, all these people who talk to you about naked girls, you'd have stopped talking to them long ago. You'd kick them out of your life. Psalm 1:1. Throw them out of your life. Why are you talking about naked girls? How old are you? 11 years old and talking about naked girls. Why? You are looking at pictures of girls in bikini. 11 years old. Why? Do you have pubic hair? You don't have pubic hair. You are looking at pictures of girls in bikini. You know bikini? Yeah. I don't know bikini. God bless you. I don't know bikini. The man said, this scripture, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Then he said, he read this scripture in another Bible. Do you know how the Bible said it? He said, this is what, I don't think you understand it, but let me tell you anyway. He said, this is what eternity is for, that they might know you. Listen, many of us think, when we go to heaven, what are we going to do there? He says, the reason why eternity exists is so that we'll go and learn about Jesus Christ. Learn about God. They say, this is what eternity... He said, when he started telling me the thing, I was in the car with my wife. I was shouting. He said, I knew you would get it. I knew it would make you happy. You see, you're not happy. You're not spiritual. He said, hey, this is eternal life. But he says, this is what eternity is for. That they might know you. The only true God. So it's like in eternity, we'll be spending our lives just trying to learn and learn and learn about God. And I said, when he told me, I said, I want to go to heaven. Now, dear, I'm in a hurry to go to heaven. Because everything, how many of you have questions about God? When we get to eternity, you understand it. The answers are there in eternity. Yeah. If you are bothered, your thoughts are dominated by spiritual things. The Bible says that your behavior is strange. You become like the wind. You will not be an ordinary person. I pray for you as I close. May you be bothered by spiritual things. May your mind think about spiritual things more than anything else. You know, in recent times, it was before this year, but and after the fasting, I realized that, like now, I don't like it when my stomach is full. When my stomach is full, I begin to become, I am happier when I am hungry. When I'm hungry, when I'm slight hunger, I like it more than when my stomach is full. Because when you are full, you cannot, the internet connection to the spiritual realm cannot work. Yeah, that type of eating where your stomach has become, you can't breathe. How many have done some before? Like, whether you should lie on your side, you should lie on your back, or you should sit down flat. That type of thing. If you try to connect to the spiritual realm, internet connection, so no page found. The connection cannot work. No page found. You know, have you seen that one before? No page found. It cannot work. But I pray for you. I pray for you, SCC, the mega church. I pray for you. May you be bothered by spiritual things. After this conference, may spiritual things disturb you. May spiritual things worry you. May you think about spiritual things more and more. Yeah. May it be the things that even your investments. That's why you don't have a Bible. You're an idiot. Me, Bible, I love it. Is it a Bible? It's a book. I have Bibles, plenty. I show you my iPad right now. See the Bibles I have. Bibles that I didn't, not free Bibles. I bought them all. One time I was going to buy a Bible. It cost me $50. I look at the price of the Bible. I say, oh Lord, this Bible is expensive. $50. Do you know $50? Today is how much is 700 Ghana cedis. Bible, 700 Ghana cedis. 720 Ghana cedis for Bible. I look at the Bible. I say, Lord, may they reduce the price and do Christmas sales. The price will come down, I'll buy. Christmas sales came, it didn't reduce. Easter sales came, it didn't reduce. Send me the check. Let me just buy it. Because I am, my mind, I am bothered by spirituality. Why am I buying? I want to understand the things, the promises, the things that are inside it. That's how I can access divine nature. So if it's 700 Ghana cedis, 720 something Ghana cedis, I will buy it. You have one. Even the Bible, you don't have some. The Bible you have, your name is Peter Tosh, but your Bible has Amijewa in it. Doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to you. But after this conference, yes. After this conference, may you be bothered. Amen. May you mind. Amen. May you mind. Amen. May you mind spiritual things. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Stand to your feet. We are closing in a few minutes. Lift your hands up for a very short time and just say, Lord, after this conference, let something change about me. I want to be a spiritual man. I want to be a spiritual man. I want to be a partaker of the divine nature. Open your mouth and talk. Oh. You see, I'm telling you to pray. I already told you, if you don't pray, you're an idiot. So if you don't pray now, then you are showing that, yeah, you're a real big idiot. Everybody's mouth open and praying. Talk to God. You don't know what to say, speak in tongues. Just pray. Mahabo, labra, taliba, labra. Make me into a spiritual person. I want to be a partaker of the divine nature. Everybody, every mouth open, everybody praying, talking to God. Everybody, everywhere. Say something to God. Say anything to God, but say something. I have heard some preaching today. I want to be spiritual. I want to be a partaker of the divine nature, of spiritual things, of spiritual things, of spirituality. I want to be a spiritual. I want everybody in my class to know that I am a spiritual person. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, anoint me with your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody should pray. Don't be quiet. Don't. If you're not praying, you are a fool. You are even a bigger fool. After I finish preaching what I'm preaching to you, you're not praying. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Everybody, everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Mashaka balabra tadi balabalaba leke kele anda labala bra pasa balaba la propali anda kalabra tali balabri anda laba raba pako balabalaba. Pray, somebody, don't play around. Pray le kata la branta le belebe reska balabala branta le balabranda le balaba le balabranta kaba kosa kalabranda le balabalaba le balabranda le balabrato le balabalaba raba saka balabranda le balabalaba le kalabranta le balabro rapa so balabalaba. Somebody is playing around. He's not praying. Pray, somebody. Don't look at anybody. Just pray. A few more seconds. A few more seconds. Masakabo. La prapa libalabre. Repasa kalaba. Le propalianda liba. Le kalabranda liba. Le sakabalabranda liba. Le brata libelebe. Masakaliba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully and take your seats. And we have come to the end of today's session also. And I'm happy to announce to you that tomorrow is the last day of SCC 2024. Amen.